Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Lifecast, episode 73.
Hi.
I'm your host, Deanna Manassian, here with Sydney.
Hello.
Adam.
Hi.
And Tiffany.
Hi.
We're here because we talked about video games last week, and we're going to do it again this week.
Whoa, really?
I wasn't here.
You weren't here. But we've talked about video games in the past.
Yes,
that's what
we have.
I don't.
I'm talking random shit.
I talk about experiences. That's so rude of you to call them video games. They're experiences.
They're video game experiences.
They're life experiences.
I'm
not wrong.
Wouldn't go that far.
Each and every one of them.
It does
influence your life and the way you view things. That's why you should play video games with a good message, like Care Bears.
Like Care Bears.
Hannah Montana.
Bucket.
Yeah, I finished that game.
Hannah Montana taught me to lead a double life.
That isn't very good advice.
It's, No. It's not. It's tiring.
Oh.
I tried it once.
Oh.
Not really.
Leading a double life? Ooh, that sounds fun. I wouldn't be good at it.
I'm cooler online.
I just tell people the wrong things.
Or just not tell anything at all.
Is this another thing about me ignoring
messages?
Because we have found out I do not ignore messages.
Sometimes.
Mysterious and
very
cool.
Infrequently do I ignore messages.
Okay.
So what video games
it's never on purpose.
Done this week. I did a video game.
Bayonetta.
Ooh. For 2 hours after I spilled coffee on my keyboard. God, it's been a good couple of weeks for me, huh?
Did you end up getting a new keyboard?
No. Razer locks their shit up real tight, so I was able to just clean it and air out the coffee, like, with an aerosol can. Fucking canned air. That's the word.
Yeah, same thing.
Yeah, I was able to get it out with canned air, and we were all good.
Cool.
Also, Bayonetta makes me real gay. That's all I have to say. It's just the remake of the original, which I haven't played all the way through. It's nice. I have nothing else to say. I like Bayonetta a lot.
Okay.
Did you do games this week?
I've been watching a lot of games.
I've been watching games. Oh, wait. I could talk about another game. Gigantic. But we can elaborate on that.
Oh, yeah.
Once we get through everybody. Mm-hmm. I can relate, but I'm bi. Me too!
Wait, what?
Flothermuckin. I can relate, but I'm bi. Yes. What games have you done? I also did Gigantic and PUBG, but we can get to that later. Because everyone plays those.
Yeah.
I haven't been playing PUBG for the past week, I think.
No?
Yeah, I don't know. I just haven't been motivated to play. I guess it's because Splatoon 2 came out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to have a Switch soon. I just want to get used to seeing others play and how the play styles are.
Mm.
Because I don't have a main yet, obviously. But yeah, I've been watching a lot. And I watched a stream today, and this girl is so precious. She kind of reminds me of me, but I'm not precious. I do the swearing part of shit.
Was it Renee?
No, it was the one I sent you.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I wish I remembered her name right now.
I can check.
Oh, okay. It was Aloe Chi or something.
And how do you think you're going to like Splatoon 2?
I'm usually a shooter type gamer. So I feel I'll enjoy it, but it's just I'm not used to...
Alochi?
Allergies. Aloe jelly.
Algae.
Yeah, somewhere along those lines.
Right here. Allochi. I. Two I's.
Yes.
That one.
I recommend them.
Oh, their offline thing is Aunt Jemima.
I love them already.
Yeah.
How do you think you're gonna like Splatoon 2? You don't have it yet.
No, but I'm usually into shooters, so I feel I like it, and I like looking at it.
Did you play the first one at all?
No, I don't think. I feel I played one game, but I borrowed it from I think Monica or someone who had a Wii U.
Mm-hmm.
I'm really excited to play it. I wonder what my name will be. Did I say that already?
No.
Oh, huh.
You said you didn't have one.
Yeah, you said you didn't have one.
Huh. Yeah.
From when I played Splatoon 1, the two matches that I did, I really liked the roller.
Yeah,
the play styles of the brush and the roller seem really fun to me.
Yeah.
You get to smack people.
Yeah.
And maybe, I don't know, the sniper one seems cool too.
Yeah. I don't feel like Splatoon is like a game for hanging back and sniping. So, I don't know if I'd like it, but I'm probably not going to get Splatoon 2 in the foreseeable future, so.
Yeah. It all depends on like your play style as well.
Yeah. Roller really boys.
I have to get used to it because I don't really play like. Are there any shooters that are similar to Splatoon or no?
To Splatoon?
Third-person shooters?
Like, what do you mean?
Because that's like the overall genre of Splatoon, is a third-person shooter.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just like you can go like into your own ink and like travel that way. Like, that's the main type of...
Splatoon's pretty unique in that way.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nothing like
that. Yeah, I feel like I need to get used to that, and I'd never really played on the Switch before, so...
Controller is a little... It's a little hard to get used to.
Yeah.
Eventually.
I've heard the motion controls on the Switch are really good. At least for Splatoon, they've been, like, pretty solid, even in the first one.
I tried it, but it was, like, with the screen on, so I was like...
Yeah.
I'd imagine that gets annoying.
Yeah.
Are you planning on getting a Pro Controller with it, or just the Joy-Cons?
We'll see how much money I want to spend.
Okay.
It's already 440-something now, so...
That's a number I don't want to think about in terms of money.
Yeah.
Like, I spent $20 on food today.
Oh, damn.
And, oh my god.
was it worth it?
Yeah, it was worth it. But, oh my god. Anyway. Did you play any other games? Did you, like, think about any other games?
I don't know. I feel like I've been really dedicated to Splatoon watching.
Yeah.
It's my turn.
It's your turn.
So I played a couple things. I started playing The End Is Nigh, which is Edmund McMillan's new platformer. Mm-hmm. It's one half of Team Meat, and you're this blob. I don't. It probably has a name, but I don't fucking remember it. And it's a lot. It's like very in the vein of Super Meat Boy, but not in like its hectic, fun, fast gameplay. It's a lot more slow and methodical. Yeah. So you're just a blob, and you can't climb up walls, but you can hang on to walls. So like there'll be like certain little ridges that you can like hang on to, and that's how you get around. And I'm not a big fan of it so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, like it's very slow. There's a lot of waiting. I don't really like the mechanics that they've been throwing at me so far. It's not a terribly good time so far. But I also played Dream Daddy.
Yeah.
And
how'd you like that?
It's been a lot of fun so far. I've put maybe like 10 hours in it. I basically have every daddy up to 2 stars. So instead of like playing through one person's story, then playing through the other, then playing through the other, I got all of them to 2. And now I'm just going to play through one and then go back to that save file and then play through the other one.
Oh.
So I wanted to get to know everyone before I made my decisions. But I have to do all of them anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I plan on finishing that, like, tonight or tomorrow. I don't know how long the endings of each one of them are, but I'm fairly certain it's not very long. But, yeah, I've been enjoying that. I really despise its voice acting, like a lot.
Yeah.
They hired...
Kennedy played it on stream.
Yeah.
And a lot of the voice acting was just, like...
Okay. Yeah.
I'm really only listening to this to hear Kennedy's voice, and even that was... We had some audio issues.
They're just... Like, they hire all their friends to do it, and that's cool and nice and all, but... Man, some of those voices do not fit those characters.
Yeah.
And... Ugh. It's annoying. Mm-hmm. I honestly want... I'd rather just, like, turn off all of the voice acting.
Yeah. Is there an option for that?
No, I don't think so. Because they also only have, like, 2 settings in the game. It's really weird.
Yeah.
Say for, like, Damien. I don't remember... It's some popular YouTuber. I think it's... Who's the musician? He's one of the musicians. He's friends with them.
Real quick, Kennedy asks, are your saves overlapping?
I don't think my saves are overlapping. What do you mean by that? We'll catch up for that.
Yeah.
Also, who's your favorite? Robert is my favorite. He's a piece of shit, but he's my favorite so far. Just because he's a good bad dude. And he's fun. But I'm surprised. I've actually liked all of them. Like, all of them are pretty interesting in one way or another.
You can tell whoever voices Hugo is using a different mic in a different room. Yeah.
Yeah, you can also tell that with fucking Damien, too. Like, sometimes Damien will just scream and it'll just sound like it's over Skype.
Yeah.
And it's like, it really takes me out of it. I'll be honest. It's not good voice acting.
Yeah.
There are a few where it like works for their character. But that doesn't happen very often. Like, I think Joseph's was pretty okay, if I remember correctly. But not a lot of them. Yeah, it's all right. Like, when it auto-saves, they go to a different save slot. No, that hasn't happened to me. My saves have been pretty good so far. I haven't had that issue.
Okay. It's like save roulette. It's like speed dating.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And the last thing I played the beta of Destiny 2 for 15 minutes.
Okay.
I can't play Destiny 2 on a controller. I hate what all of you have done to me. I can't play shooters on a controller anymore. It was like really fucking bad.
Huh?
I'm saying I can't play shooters on a controller anymore.
Been spoiled with mouse and keyboard.
Yeah, because he's been playing too much Overwatch.
Yeah, it's gotten really, really bad.
I mean, you could use a controller.
That's the issue.
That's the issue. He's not as effective with a controller anymore.
It was on the PS4.
Yeah, I played the Destiny beta on PS4.
You could try more.
Yeah, get fucking good, Adam.
I was good, and then the fucking PC thing undid all of it. Like, I was fine a year ago. Now I'm not.
Yeah, but just blame it all on the PC.
I'm blaming it on myself.
Oh, okay, that's
good. And PC.
That's the way it should be.
It did not go well. Like, oh boy. I'm needless to say, I am looking forward to the Destiny 2 beta on PC in a month or so I can actually get a good feel for the game.
Alright.
Because I'll be able to play properly.
Yeah, did you play any other games?
I don't think so.
Sydney, did you play games?
I've had the Stardew Valley itch like fucking crazy.
Okay.
I've been playing a lot of that. I started a second farm. Well, actually, I'd started a second farm and encountered a glitch where your tools just disappear from your inventory. And I don't know how to get them back. It's something about like going online, typing in some nonsense, and I'm like, you know what, we were like on day 20 of spring year one, we're just gonna start over.
Yeah.
So I made a forest farm. Mm-hmm. And I really like the forest farm. There's replenishing hardwood every day.
Yeah,
so you don't have to go to the secret woods every fucking day. It's very nice to just walk over and they're right there. I'm actually like putting effort into trying to get to know the townsfolk. Mm-hmm. Since I just did not do that in my first game. And I married Shane, like, hey, right off the bat, as soon as I could. Except it was really annoying because I got him to 10 hearts on like the last day of fall.
Mm-hmm.
And then winter happened and you can't buy the pendant during the winter.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't rain.
I I also got Sebastian. I did the math and I was going to have him at 10 hearts the second day of winter. So I cheated a little bit. I edited the save file so that Willie would be in town when it was raining. The last day of fall was just a rainy day. So I was like, okay, I'm going to get the pendant. So I cheated and I was like, okay, well, let's bump this up to 10 hearts, like, and then bring it back down. So I had the pendant, but I worked my way all the way up.
Yeah. There's apparently a cheat where you can just buy them infinite bouquets. They just don't count as gifts for some reason.
Okay.
It's really weird. You can just buy like 200 of them and just give them to your significant other. And they just don't count as gifts. And I don't really know why.
But if you think about it in a real life perspective, it's like giving them a water bottle.
I suppose.
You see water bottles every day. Well, at least in the first world. And then, like, it's like there's a lot of water bottles, so it's not special anymore.
But you give them the bouquet to, like, get engaged.
But not when you have a million or infinity, was it?
You can just buy as many as you want.
Yeah. I never played Stardew Valley, so I don't know what I'm talking about.
It's very fun.
Oh, maybe I should try it.
Do you like Harvest Moon at all?
Yeah.
Then you'd probably like Stardew Valley.
Yeah. Okay.
I've been having an Animal Crossing itch, but...
Surprise.
I know, right?
I really wanted to play Stardew Valley multiplayer, and it's not out yet. So I'm like, we need to just satisfy the urge with some regular Stardew Valley.
I'll definitely play Stardew Valley multiplayer.
I started Valhalla.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know if I like it.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
But I didn't enjoy doing the same thing over and over again.
The mixing?
Yeah.
Yeah. It gets a little repetitive, but they limit it pretty well.
It wasn't even that. It's just like, I felt like I wasn't doing anything. Like, I was just reading.
Yeah, that's a visual novel in a nutshell.
But, like, there's choices, usually.
There are some in Valhalla. Not a whole ton.
Not a whole lot. I'm in the last stretch where you have to pay your rent, and I know I can't afford my rent.
Yeah.
Because I bought too much shit. So I'm gonna get a bad ending, but I didn't get, like, the right amount of shit, so I'm not gonna get any achievements.
Yeah.
And I've just, like, I haven't played it, but I have got this, like, in the last 2 days, I really want to play an open world game, and I keep seeing Zelda come up, and I'm like, we don't have any way to play this game.
Yeah.
There's no way I can play. I don't own a Switch, and I don't know where my Wii U is, so I can't even borrow it from someone unless I borrow the whole system. I really need a controller for my computer. Soon. When that paycheck hits, I'm fucking buying it.
Yeah. What type of controller are you getting? I know you don't like the Steam controller.
Just an Xbox One controller.
Okay.
I love the design of the Xbox One controller.
They're just very comfortable to hold.
Yeah. At first, it, like, hurt my middle fingers right here, though.
Yeah. Like, I was always kind of hesitant about getting them because they always seemed very big. But then, like, as the more that I use them, the more I realized they were, like, a comfortable size.
Yeah.
Now it's, like, when I'm playing Red Dead on the PS3, I'm like, this controller feels like fucking toy.
Yeah.
It's so light.
It's so light. And I realized how I actually just broke some of them because they're actually just terrible controllers. And they're, like, super fucking light.
I remember the days of when, like, the first generation of DS came out.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I remember, like, holding it, and then you know how you could put, like, Game Boy cartridges in it? Like, I would go back to the Game Boy Advance, like, the flippy ones.
Yep.
And, it would feel so small, like, my hands would be overwrapped, and this isn't normal.
No.
Yeah. No, that was definitely something that, like, I was holding off on getting the 3DS for a while, because I didn't really want a big one.
Mm-hmm.
But now that I have the big one going off of the 2DS, which is wide, I'm like, this is a very comfortable thing to hold.
Yeah.
Please get the new 3DS. They're very nice.
Not sponsored.
Not sponsored. Yeah, Nintendo wouldn't sponsor a podcast. Are you kidding?
Oh.
But what if we all did our hair like Bayonetta?
And spoke Japanese.
In one or two. All the time.
Huh? No. In Bayonetta 1 or Bayonetta 2?
I think it was Bayonetta. That was what Sam did, was Bayonetta 2,
so,
right?
So what you're talking about is Salem, the Smash Brothers 4 Wii U player. The Bayonetta main, who just won, he won DreamHack Atlanta yesterday, and he won Evo last weekend. He, got a haircut after Evo.
Oh, my God.
To look like Bayonetta's hair from Bayonetta 2. I'd show you guys, but you probably can't see this from here.
Or maybe they can see, like, a really small... Link it in chat.
I'll link... I can't send a picture over on Twitch, can I?
You can send the link.
Copy the image address.
It's a saved picture.
Just type in, like, Salem.
Yeah.
No, don't do that!
Yeah. DreamHack was this weekend, and I'm also sick of people being like, ew, Bayonetta.
Yeah, it's gonna happen, because, like...
I know, it's gonna happen!
She's one of those characters where, like, if you fuck up even slightly, she'll get a massive advantage over you. And a lot of people don't like that.
I mean...
Like,
here. Isn't that just kind of what it is with fighting games?
Not in the sense where, like, if you mess up once you die... Like, Bayonetta is very much a, like, Zero lost $6,000 on a monkey flip. Like, if Zero didn't monkey flip right there, he would have made it back to stage safely.
Okay.
But because he monkey flipped, he lost Evo. Like, so, yeah, Bayonetta is definitely a very frustrating character to play against, because you could be playing out of your mind, and then you make one small wrong decision, and then your stock's gone. that's like the case for a lot of characters, but it's substantially worse with Bayonetta.
Okay.
So, yeah, people are aggravated about that. They'll get over it soon once Salem doesn't win a tournament or something.
Yeah.
But it's just happening because like people have been complaining about it for a long, long time. And then she got nerfed, and then people were like, wow, she's garbage, and then they started complaining about it again.
Yeah.
And now, because before Evo, Bayonetta had never won a major, so now it's like a topical thing. It's like, hey, now Bayonetta's winning, what's wrong, guys?
Yeah,
because
it was literally Evo and then DreamHack.
And then DreamHack, like two in a row.
Yeah.
And people don't like giving players credit.
That's the problem with the two stocks of Smash.
Yes, but the problem with the three stocks is, have you ever seen DeBuzz play?
Yeah, it takes a long time.
Like certain countries, certain regions play three stocks.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to watch a set with either a Sonic or a Rosalina with three stocks. It is literally the worst thing ever.
Painful.
So two stocks is substantially better than three stocks, but I understand what you mean. It's just a problem with Smash itself. It's a problem with Smash 4 itself. It's a very
oh, Adam, don't look at chat. Game. There's going to be Dream Daddy spoilers.
Okay. No, don't do it.
It's
a very punish-heavy game, and that's just what it is.
Refresh the stream.
Refresh the stream? I could just clear chat, can I?
Wait, yeah.
I mean, design-wise. Oh, interesting.
You mean design-wise. Okay.
But yeah.
Yeah, that's the thing people are mad about now. It'll switch to something else soon. They're mad about that and Lilac Cruz.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I follow MVD on Twitter.
Yeah.
And he's like, no, we're not banning Lilac. Like, it's really great.
Yeah.
Oh, there aren't any spoilers.
Oh, okay,
we're
good. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's not a problem with the rule set itself. It's just a problem with Smash 4 itself. It's just not an inherently well-paced fighting game.
The cult ending for Joseph was rejected.
Oh,
got
cool.
It. I thought it was an actual, like, true ending type thing. But, never mind.
Okay.
Let's talk about Gigantic. We all played it.
Yeah.
I liked it.
Yeah.
He was alright.
I feel like I need to get used to it, because I'm just not used to MOBAs at all.
Yeah.
Either that or I'm used to playing with bots more often than playing with, like, real people.
Yeah.
Heroes of the Storm.
Yeah.
So, it's interesting.
Yeah.
I really, really like its premise because it's what I thought League was at first.
Yeah.
It was just a third person, like, MOBA type thing.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I played, like, two games of League.
We don't need to talk about League of Legends.
Okay.
Unless it's in reference.
Did you realize why you quit, or were you enjoying it?
It was okay.
Okay.
I didn't really care, so.
Okay.
But Gigantic was cool. I've known about it for like 3 or 4 years at this point.
I got a shirt that doesn't fit me at PAX.
Yeah, I still have the shirt from a few years ago.
Yeah.
I wore it like once or twice.
I think someone I follow on Tumblr, their like family member was working on Gigantic, like doing the character designs and stuff. So that's how I found out about it.
Yeah.
They
did a good job.
I got into the alpha.
Cool.
Yeah. Yeah. The character designs are really, really cool.
Yeah.
Paco.
Yeah.
He's adorable. He's this big like panda, but he has creepy teeth.
Yeah, he's got a creepy fucking smile.
But Gigantic was fun. I think I need to play it a lot more to get all of the tech, which
it has
a high skill floor, I think.
Yeah.
In order to be like good. Greg played some more PvP. But
yeah, he played some last night.
Oh yeah, I couldn't.
No. For obvious reasons. Yes, Mary is the wife.
Yeah. I like the mechanic of the guardians can attack each other.
Yeah, I think that's just like a really cool thing.
Yeah.
How instead of having
this one thing
like
that
an
you're
orb
supposed to protect.
That you're protecting. I like the idea of just having.
Oh, really? It's a lot more fun when you win?
Oh, weird, Greg. I like the idea of having, like, your thing to protect. Also, attack.
Yes.
You could have that meme. But, like, he protects.
He protects, but he also attack, yeah.
But, yeah, I was liking it at first a lot. And then the more we played, I was kind of running thin on it, like, even then.
Really?
Yeah.
I honestly think it was running thin for me because we weren't, like, we didn't have great team coordination.
Yeah.
No offense.
Yeah, but I also wasn't terribly learning much. Like, I was playing through
it,
and I couldn't really tell what was...
Yeah. Like, I didn't... Honestly, I didn't start having fun with PUBG until I started watching, like, high-level people play it.
Yeah.
And then incorporating some of that into my playstyle.
Yeah, that's probably some of it, but... I don't know. I just felt... I wasn't enjoying it all that much.
Mm. I don't... No, I mean when losing, but it's also competitive. Okay.
Thank you.
Also, it is a lot more fun when you win.
Everything else.
Or, like, at least you have a chance at winning.
Yeah.
Which we did a couple of times.
Yeah, we won a couple games.
We did?
No, we didn't win any PvP games.
Yeah, I thought we won one.
No, we didn't.
I thought we won one of the ones on the desert map. Did we not win any of them?
Not in my memory.
No. I guess we won none of them.
I mean, you guys also did play last night, and I didn't.
I didn't play last night.
I didn't play.
No. Greg played last night.
I guess we didn't win at Greg. All. But yeah, I feel like it's something I'll go back to because it is free.
Yeah.
I'll at least get a couple of the characters.
Yeah.
But I learned a lot more my second night. That seems to be par for the course for me anyway.
Yeah.
I might give it another shot. My thing is just like, I went through the tutorial and I was like, okay, I think we got this. And then like when you get thrown into the game, I just like forgot everything.
Yeah, the tutorial doesn't do a good job of making everything stick.
Yeah.
I've also just played like very, very, very few MOBAs, so I'm not familiar with the setup at all. Like the whole resource management thing, I didn't even realize until like our third or fourth match that by getting a skill you lost another point. So I just constantly had zero things because I just kept auto hitting one always.
Okay.
So I just didn't know what I was doing. And because, like, we were in a situation where we had to be doing something constantly, I wasn't reading anything. So I was just very unfamiliar with what I'm doing. Or characters at all.
Yeah.
That was something like... that got me, is your limited character selection.
That really made it difficult for me to get into it.
Yeah.
I feel like before I play again, I'm going to go look at a bunch of different characters and like see which one I think would fit my playstyle the best.
Yeah.
And then go into like bot practice and try it out myself. Because you can try all of them out in just normal practice.
Oh, cool.
Target practice.
That's good.
So I'd do that and then come back to PvP with a character that I'm comfortable in playing, that I know how to build and spec in a certain way.
Yeah.
So, because once I started doing that with Heroes of the Storm, it was a lot more fun for me.
Yeah.
Even against people.
Yeah.
So,
I don't think MOBA is really my thing. I don't think they ever will be.
That's kind of the vein that I'm in. I do love the art style and its concept, though. Yeah. I feel like that's very fun.
Yeah.
I was a little iffy on some of the characters, though, because like I like how they're designed, but they seem very generic.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of it seems like very, very cheap character designs. Like, you know, like this is another one of those games, one of those cartoony MOBAs.
I mean, yeah, but.
I feel like that style is getting really, really dry. No.
Does it feel like a bootleg?
No, it doesn't feel like a bootleg. It just feels like another one of those.
It didn't feel like a second Paladins.
Yeah. No.
Yeah.
You moved at a normal speed at the very least.
So, yeah. I guess let's get into some announcements, unless we have more video games to talk about.
I don't think I have anything.
Okay, announcements.
All done.
I have a few. WoWMe is the next time we're going to stream. And that's Warframe week 2.
Maybe.
Depends on if I can get like to my computer tomorrow night. And then barring that, we should have our streaming schedule back on track. And that's pinned to Facebook and Twitter, which are linked under Twitch. We are doing daily giveaways. We've started the 3 week section we have of like bootleg shitty games, and on August 9th, coinciding with one of our giveaways, Kennedy is going to be playing Spokoino, Return to the USSR 2.0, which is the game we're giving away that day. This is like literally sellout Sunday right now, but sellout Monday. But we're 4 subscribers away from a custom URL on YouTube. Mm-hmm. So if you haven't subscribed there, please.
Help us out.
Help us out. And then we are working on getting Frankerface Z emotes for Twitch. It allows us up to 25 And then if we donate $5, they give us another $25. Cool. So if we see a need, sure. Yeah. Speaking of emotes, I just blanked, and these announcements are right in front of me, sorry. We're working on getting the affiliate button ready and emote. And then today I learned that Leffen is going to be at Shine. And if you know me at all, we had a podcast before this under our college club called the Suffolk VGA podcast. And on one of them, I think it was like episode 11 or something.
I have no fucking idea.
I distinctly remember episode 11. I said I wanted to fight Leffen. Like, fist fight Leffen. Yeah, we're going to hope to go to Shine.
Yeah, I'll be going to Shine.
I'll probably go. Yeah. Obviously. But Leffen is going to be at Shine. I literally said I wanted to fight Leffen, and then he got deported. And there was some, like, stuff with that. But we're going to start a 5-week mini-series. First of the episodes coming out, I think, Monday or Tuesday. I think it's the 24th to the 26th.
I think it's the weekend after the 24th. Is it? I think it's the last weekend in August.
Yeah. But we're going to start a 5-part mini-series in which I train to and then confront Leffen. Train to fight and then confront Leffen at Shine.
Are you going to warn him about it?
Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, it's okay. It's actually the 25th. So it's literally the day after you leave, Kennedy.
So that's going to be fun. And it's going to be, if you've seen Please Retweet from Polygon, that's where we're getting some inspiration.
Yeah.
So literally tomorrow I'm going to, this is how much preparation I'm doing this. I'm going to change my entire diet. I'm going to go to the gym and I'm going to be drinking a fuck ton of water. I also need to get like cut muscle shirts. I feel like I really, really need to, buckle down on this. How long is Shine? It's the weekend.
Yeah.
It's so Sunday is the last day.
Yeah.
It's the 24th, 25th, and 26th.
Yeah.
Do I have to sleep? I need there? To sleep.
Kennedy. Oh my gosh. Kennedy is my hype person.
Yeah.
But yeah, this has literally been like 3 years in the making for me.
Yeah.
God, it's excited.
It has been.
I mean, if I could get to them, sure.
What did Leffen get deported for?
It's just his visa wasn't approved.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not like he did anything. Yeah. It's just
there was some like paperwork mess up or something like that.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Something along those lines. Something about him making money in the United States and they didn't like it or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It was some bullshit.
Yeah.
That's very tame.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's gonna be like vlog style.
Yeah.
Oh god, okay. It's gonna be good.
Yeah.
We're gonna flesh it out tonight.
Yeah.
So yeah. 5-week miniseries, Fight Me Leffen.
Can we buy the entry thingies like at the thing?
At the door?
I don't know if you can buy spectator badges at the door.
I think spectator maybe.
Yeah.
Competitor. Mm-hmm. Competitor definitely not.
No. Competitor like that cuts off like a couple weeks before.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But spectator maybe.
Maybe.
Yeah, we can talk about it later.
Okay.
Yeah. But yes, Shine was very fun last year.
It was like so fun.
Also,
we should message them.
Yeah.
Like maybe after this.
Yeah.
About it.
Do you want me to do it or?
Doesn't matter.
Okay. I feel like I did it last time, so it's probably better.
Under the Twitter.
Since it is. Since I was like, hey, I run this podcast, it's not gonna be like, hey, Adam runs this podcast now.
Goodbye, Diana.
But yes, I don't know what I'm going to actually do if Leffen accepts, because I don't want to get him deported again.
No, you can't. No, you can't get him to accept. It has to be like, it has to be some kind of payoff joke, you know? It has to be like all this preparation for like something stupid.
I mean,
for you to like call him stupid or something.
What if you have a thumb war?
Or something like that, like arm wrestle Leffen or something like that.
Oh my god. Yeah. Yes.
And we could like cut in clips.
Wait,
of,
he plays Smash. That might not be a good idea if you have a thumb war.
Yeah, no, don't thumb wrestle. Okay. Don't thumb wrestle.
It'll be a triathlon of arm wrestling, thumb war, and like rock, paper, scissors.
Yeah.
I like that a lot.
Yeah, it's actually like really good.
Yeah.
It can be like that.
Plus, I get to talk shit to Leffen on Twitter. Are you kidding me?
And like during the arm wrestling, we could cut in like the clips from My Hero Academia of like Kirishima and the other dude arm wrestling. And
yeah. Put my face and Leffen's face.
Yeah, it'll be great.
Holy shit, I'm very excited for this. Yes, yeah. Please, I'll pay money. Coming to DVD box set.
And VHS.
DM Leffen. I will.
His DMs are closed. I checked earlier today, but we can like talk shit somehow.
Oh, yeah.
We can like.
He's probably going to be like, who are you?
What? We could. Leffen seems like an easy dude to get his attention.
Yeah.
Somehow we'll get Leffen's attention.
Yeah. I want to be like, at Leffen, follow me for DM. Just DM. I have an idea.
Send him a business email. You know how they all have, like, you know, their business emails on their account?
Yeah. Because they probably definitely don't check them themselves. So
No. It's
probably going to be like, oh, this person is spam.
No.
Okay. No, I'm serious.
I'm serious. I want to fight you.
So I have some research to do.
Yeah.
On how to get gains in literally 30 days.
You don't need gains. You just need
the intimidation. I just need to look a little bit beefier than Leffen.
You just need the intimidation. That's all.
You need anchor arms.
Just get a fake sleeve of tattoos. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll draw them on before. Yeah.
I was thinking like the slide on ones. Yeah.
Oh, I was thinking like you could just draw all over my arm in Sharpie. Set it with baking soda, spray it with hairspray, and it'll stay for a couple days.
Whoa.
Oh.
I didn't know that either.
That way we won't have
to do it every day, and it looks believable.
I want to try this.
All right,
bye,
Kennedy.
What the hell? I want to try doing
a LifeCast
tattoo
party.
Yeah,
can we do that at the stream?
Yeah.
Can we give each other tattoos?
Yeah. Well, if we have a 24-hour stream, yes. That could be one of our stretch goals.
Or we could just do it one day as a video.
Yeah.
A video feature.
I want to do more IRL videos for our YouTube.
Yeah.
That would be a good way to be like, hey, we're fun and relatable. Quirky millennial content, right?
Yeah, I agree. where was that?
Bye!
Where was that kid from earlier who told us to dab on the haters?
Yeah, I just dabbed on the haters.
I hope
thank
you got it.
He just left.
He
after
left.
Saying it.
Oh, okay. Oh, fuck you too, Sean. 1905.
I just got like a bit in my head, like a visual bit, and it's just a priest dabbing with holy water.
wait, like just in his hand?
Yeah. Like that's how he throws it at people.
Oh, okay. I thought he was holding like a thing of holy water in his hand. I'm like, that doesn't seem very interesting.
No, like when he goes like on the out, like a fucking like a power Christ compels you.
I see. God. That sounds pretty good.
Isn't that just Mob Psycho 100?
I don't know what that
I don't
game
know.
Is.
But I almost watched that last night. So,
it's so good.
So I almost understood that joke.
It's so good. All right. Okay. Let's see. We post our weekly podcast, Tabletop Games and More. Ooh, Kennedy, that's a bit of a lie.
What happened?
Kennedy tweeted out on Twitter and said, hey, the LifeCast is 4 subs away from a custom URL. We post our weekly podcast, Tabletop Games and More. Yikes.
Wait, what's
yikes? We like archive our streams.
Yeah.
Oh, on YouTube.
Yeah, on
okay.
YouTube. On
and
YouTube.
Someone retweeted it.
I was like, but we do all those things, but not on YouTube. This makes sense now.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. So let's do some questions, I guess.
Yeah.
Those are the announcements I have. Look forward to me getting buff and fighting Leffen. Because I'm fucking excited.
Yeah.
I'm going to... Okay, whatever. I'm not going to spoil a lot of it. So we got questions. One from Kennedy on Twitter. She just left.
Oh, Kennedy.
And she says, why won't you guys let me take you on a lovely stroll down Star Trek The Next Generation lane?
Because Star Trek is lame.
No, Star Trek is cool.
It's
I just
horrible.
Have really, really bad memories about my dad ignoring us and then watching Star Trek.
I have no such thing, but I just don't want to watch
Star
Trek.
Oh, man, my childhood was shit, huh?
I'm just bored as fuck whenever I have to watch it. Like, my mom, my dad, and my brother are, like, kind of into it. Not, like, Trekkies, but, like, they'll watch it sometimes.
Yeah.
And I just sit in the corner like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah. I think it's great.
Yeah.
I just have to get past some childhood trauma first.
I got no beef with Star Trek. It just seemed like the right thing to say in that situation.
Usually the fan base kind of steers me away from shows.
I don't, like, even know that many people who, like, really like Star Trek besides Kennedy.
It seems like
Star Wars and Doctor Who have overshadowed it entirely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
And, like, Doctor Who is trash. Yeah. You cannot get me to watch Doctor Who.
Yeah.
Hmm. No, it's not happening. No!
Like, I've never been in a situation where where there's a person who loves Star Trek so much that it's, like, their defining trait.
Even with Kennedy.
And yeah, she likes it a lot. She likes it, but, you know. Like, I've never met somebody who is Star Trek or who will obnoxiously try to force me to watch Star Trek.
Yeah.
Like, all of the Star Trek fans I know are very tame and they just really enjoy the show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Something they're passionate about.
Yeah, I have, like, this one high school friend that talked about it a lot, so,
Okay.
Sure I got beef with Doctor Who.
Yeah.
I'm sure I'd really like it if I tried, but I'm just not going to try ever.
Yeah. And then we got three questions from Dave because I harassed him into giving us some.
Thank you, Dave.
You know, he always comes up with good questions.
Yeah.
That's the thing. What's your DJ nickname?
DJ name, right?
Yeah.
I've always,
mine is DJ almost shoot shotgun with a nugget with a shotgun in PUBG.
Oh, okay. Oh. That was going.
No. I don't know what it would be. It would probably be something very cool and very vaporwave.
I think I've been through this question before. Mine would be Hiroshima Ma.
That's good.
That's really good. DJ Octavio is a little taken.
Yeah.
I have nothing, but yeah, the only thing that is coming to my head is Whitey Bugler.
That's fantastic!
You just, fucking do a bugle every once in a while.
What?
Yeah,
how is that?
No, you have to become a SoundCloud DJ, right? And you have to say you already know what the fuck is going on, and then bugle, and that's your calling card every single song.
How is any of that a DJ related?
I don't know. I don't listen to DJs.
Well, also, how the fuck is Hiroshima related DJ? But that's besides the point.
Hiroshima Ma is a very good, like, EDM producer name.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Mine is Tougher Piskit for now. Like my
DJ person. Tougher Piskit.
Mine would be DJ Kunkles.
Kunkles.
Mine would probably just be Nert.
I have a SoundCloud.
Yeah. What?
I have a SoundCloud.
You have SoundCloud is dying soon.
Yeah, but
what?
The SoundCloud is shutting down.
Bandcamp
just
now?
Like Microsoft Paint.
Yeah.
Damn. All right.
It was like a couple weeks ago.
Yikes. All right. Move to making a podcast on and, like, hosting it on your own, I guess. Because a lot of people host their podcasts on SoundCloud.
Yeah.
That sucks.
Mm.
All right. Noodle a doodle.
Noodle-hoodle.
And then another question from Dave. 2 out of 3.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, Dave. He's not watching.
Is he at work? Hi, Dave.
I know for a fact. What?
Is he at work?
No, he does have work today, but he's not at it right now.
Oh, okay.
What fictional food do you want to eat the most? Or what fictional restaurant do you want to eat at the most? Not limited to video games.
Yuri on Ice makes their fucking pork buns look so good.
Yeah.
I've never had a pork bun in my life.
Oh my god, the fucking pork buns from Spirited Away? Like, they're as big as her face.
God. I just want a pork bun from Yuri on Ice.
Yeah. I want like, a good Ghibli-ass meal, first of all.
Yeah, that would be great, too. But if I have to be specific,
yeah.
I just want a Yuri on Ice pork bun.
The older animation sort of made, like, any food look good, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Pork buns are amazing. They are! I get them from, like, H Mart every once in a while. Oh, beautiful.
I mean, like, Howl's Moving Castle made fucking bacon and eggs look so good.
Right?
Yeah. Wow. That was a great scene.
What is it? Kiki's Delivery Service made a lot of, like, foods look good.
Because she worked in the bakery!
I still have that movie on VHS. I want a giant anime meat on a bone myself. Yeah.
I mean, literally any of the dishes from Food Wars. They make their food look fucking incredible.
The bento from Kill la Kill that Mako pulls out of her boobs.
So basically, anime makes food look good.
Yeah, anime makes food look really good. Video games, good.
Not so much.
Mm-hmm.
But anime.
I do. Video game food? I want to know what Vigors from Bioshock tastes like.
That'd be interesting.
Last question.
That's all I got.
Since we were discussing it the other day, smooth or crunchy peanut butter?
Smooth.
Crunchy.
I don't have a preference because I don't eat peanut butter.
Smooth.
Like, I like peanuts. I will eat peanuts separately. I love peanuts. I literally love just most forms of nut. But peanut butter smooth.
Does Bustin make you feel good?
Peanuts are great.
Fuck, sorry.
Smooth peanut butter.
Smooth peanut butter? I like crunchy because it makes up for the fact that I usually don't toast bread when I make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich.
I don't either because that just melts and everything. Melty peanut butter is really a fucking hassle.
Melty peanut butter is the... Did you eat my peanut butter butt thing, Adam?
Peanut butter butt thing? No, yes, no, I did.
Melty peanut butter on, like, an English muffin is fantastic. Yeah. I feel like it's because, like, the little corners are, like, enough to keep it in place.
Yeah.
But I like smooth.
I don't usually like peanut butter. Maybe that's why I like the texture that the crunchy gives.
I feel like I would like soft more. Mm-hmm. What is it called, soft, right? Yeah.
Smooth.
Because, like, when I was a little kid... I ate an everything bagel with cream cheese on it, and I took a bite out of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then I felt something really hard, and I just kept trying to bite it open. I thought it was a peanut, so I swallowed it. Fuck it. And then I soon later found out it was my tooth, and I swallowed it.
Oh, no.
Wait, no, that happened to me, too. It was on a bagel!
Huh?
I didn't swallow my tooth, but, like, it came out on while I was eating a bagel with cream cheese.
Did you swallow it?
I just said I didn't.
Oh,
literally, like, 10 seconds, not even different.
Sorry.
I think I prefaced the...
That's so horrifying.
Yeah, you hate.
Oh, yeah.
I hate teeth.
Sorry.
You hate teeth stuff.
Well, mine's gone now. Are you happy?
No.
Oh, okay.
It's among the missing. It could be anywhere.
Yeah, we're done with teeth stuff now. Sorry.
Okay.
Somewhere in the wastelands.
Could be anywhere.
I like smooth peanut butter. I hate chunky textures things.
Okay.
Everything is about smooth. Literally everything.
No pop.
Everything.
Yes.
No pop rocks.
No. Uh-huh. Pop rocks are weird. Fucking gross. Like they were good for like a year when other people liked them, and I tried to be cool and like them, and then I was like, these are fucking gross.
Oh. Uh-huh.
Pop like, rocks were never a good thing.
Tomato sauce. Like I don't want chunks.
No, you know, I want
smooth tomato sauce.
I just don't like tomato sauce.
I just don't like tomatoes, but I really love tomato sauce. Yeah. Not fucking gravy.
No, I can get behind that. Like, there aren't many tech things in liquid that I enjoy. Like, I like it all smooth. I can get behind that.
Cause I like chunky smooth.
Chunky spoon.
And like I was gonna finish that word, and my brain just didn't. It was like, no, you're not.
Nope, sorry.
Chunky smoothies.
Chunky smoothies.
I like chunky smoothies.
Yeah, I don't like chunky smoothies either. I like them all to be very, very thin and light.
Really?
Yeah.
I like them thick.
Yeah, same.
I don't mind if they're thick if they don't have chunks in them.
Mm.
I've had too many experiences where, like, I get cookies and cream or something and just Oreo chunk in my throat and then choking.
I also like chunky fraps because then you get the spoon and you get, like, the soft ice cream at the bottom. Oof. That's some good shit.
I don't know this feeling. I take fucking forever to drink fraps.
I'm just a slow drinker in general.
Sam?
I also like orange juice with pulp
in
it.
Not with alcohol.
Yeah, I'll go say that's a lie. That thing mysteriously just disappeared a couple days ago.
What, the liter of margarita?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, how was that?
Wait, when did you guys go to fajitas and Rita's?
What day
Thursday?
Was that? Thursday, yeah.
Oh, it was? Oh, yeah. Oh, today's Monday.
I was having a crisis. Sorry I couldn't come.
It just kind of happened.
I was
we didn't really plan on
yeah,
it.
Yeah, you guys don't plan on many things.
No, sometimes they just happen.
Yeah.
I was very drunk.
Yes, that's an understatement.
was it like guts drunk or worse?
She walked into the middle of the street at one point.
Okay, yeah, it was guts drunk. I wasn't
afforded that much luxury guts.
Yeah, no, I
kept Sydney under some tight
wraps.
Yeah,
no, we definitely got her out of the street immediately.
Yeah.
But she certainly tried.
We had to cross the street.
The way you were going was not our destination.
pulpy OJ doesn't go well with vodka. Damn it.
That's very true.
Oh, yeah. That sounds disgusting.
Yeah, I mean...
Yeah. Just mixing a pulpy thing with anything.
Yeah, well, I just don't like pulp.
I hate pulp, too. I just don't like that. I only like smooth things.
I think we went over this. The Pat likes like pulp.
Huh? I love pulp. I get most pulp.
I hate pulp.
Yeah.
I get mad when there's, like, a tiny bit when it says, like, no pulp, and you get, like, two pieces, and I'm just, like, my mood's gone.
Report them.
Report them.
Sue them.
I'm not going to sue them. Tropicana. Yeah.
Go on twitch.tv/Tropicana and report their stream for non-video game content.
Does anything else have pulp in it? There has to be things... with pulp.
I like never drink lemonade.
I love lemonade.
I love lemonade, but I never fucking drink it.
I like pink lemonade.
Yeah, me too.
Pink lemonade's so good.
I don't usually like lemonade because it's very tart.
That's to be real sweet.
Yep.
Yeah.
What else has pulp in it?
Fruits.
Thank you. Drinks.
Oh, drinks. Aloe vera.
I don't drink aloe. Is it good? What does it taste like?
I used to be a very big fan of it.
I don't know how you describe the taste. Obviously sweet.
Yeah, I don't know.
But like the
does it taste earthy?
Not in the sense that like mushrooms do.
No, oh. Yeah, not never no.
It's like if it's like earthy, it's like a light earth, like air.
I don't know.
It's like the opposite of earth.
How the hell you would describe the taste of aloe?
I had it once and it was like super pulpy. Not like little chunks. It was like big chunks. It was like really, really pulpy.
Aloe is not earthy.
Okay. It gives you the mouth texture after eating.
The mouth texture?
Okay, this is the thing in Dream Daddy.
Yeah, I was just about to bring that up. I just got that.
There's a whole thing about mouth texture. They're cooking. It's not a...
It's dad and daughter.
Nuts. They're just cooking and discussing mouth textures of food. It is not a sexual thing.
Similar to how lychee is. Oh, okay.
But, like, it's like, you know when you iron on your teeth, but, like, on the top of your
tongue, iron your teeth.
Plaque?
Is it plaque?
Yeah.
Wait, no. Like, when you eat spinach and that feeling of, like, iron on your teeth.
Nope.
What?
Huh.
Is it, like, residue?
Is it, like, when you accidentally bite into the fork tines and then you can't eat for the rest of the night?
Or chopsticks.
I don't get that with chopsticks. It's all about metal forks.
I've had a watermelon strawberry lemonade, but that tasted like nerds. That sounds very good.
That sounds, like, really
good. Ever since I've started using Pinterest, so, like, since high school, I've wanted to, like, make my own soda. Like, my own, like, lavender lemonade soda.
Lavender.
Yeah.
Interesting.
It's like purple lemonade.
It
looks
real good.
It sounds good.
Did it taste
good? I haven't made it yet.
Oh, you...
Okay. This has been a 5-year process. I procrastinate on a lot of things.
One of my ex-roommates made lavender lemonade, and it was fine, except she spilled lavender syrup on the counter, and it just made everyone really tired.
I like jasmine over lavender, the scent, anyway.
I like lavender. Lavender's a good scent.
Here's another story from my weekend. So I was doing some yard work for my grandfather. My sisters and I were. And he was like, come over here and then look up Turkish Raki. I was like, okay. I don't know what it is. I had never heard of it before. And then I looked it up and it's a liquor. It's a very hard, like, vodka-esque liquor. But it's made from grapes and anise seed.
Say no more.
And then he was like, okay, now find out how to make it. So I think we're going to start brewing Raki. Because he had me go into, like, the garage and look for a still. I was like, okay. So that's, like, I don't know what has been happening these past couple of weeks, but it seems like a lot. I've just been very passive in a lot of, like, exciting situations.
I don't know what my brother brought over yesterday, but it was like... It's like sake, except it's lighter.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, like, I took a drink of it, and there's no alcoholic burn. And it's very weird.
I want to try sake.
It's like a light pomegranate flavor.
Yo, can you send me, like, a picture of it?
Yeah. It's in my fridge.
Okay.
They got from a Korean place.
Okay.
Weeb.
Korea boo. I guess that's gonna do it for us here on the Lifecast. We went just under an hour today. It was a short podcast.
No.
But does anyone have any closing arguments?
Arguments? What is the topic of debate here?
Are we arguing about dads?
I mean, Robert's the best one. There's no.
I don't know them all yet, but I slept with Robert already.
Like Robert, not the best personality wise, but he's definitely the coolest one.
Yeah, I'll agree.
Yeah, like he's a fuck, mm-hmm. but I really dig him.
I feel like none of them are great personality wise, except for Matt. Matt seems very nice.
Matt's nice. Hugo's nice.
Okay.
I don't like
the barista and the English teacher.
Yeah, I don't like the thing with Brian. It gets kind of annoying.
Just try and one-up each
yeah,
other.
Like that's like the whole thing.
I don't like Brian. That's a toxic ass relationship.
That's a toxic fucking relationship. Joseph seems pretty cool too. He seems like, you know, he needs some
guidance.
I
like guidance. Goth Dad.
He's also fucking great. He's like number two.
Yeah. Yep.
I feel like I wouldn't mind Joseph if he wasn't so saturated.
Yeah.
Like, if his color palette was, like, little
if
tiny bit more
if he just did not
muted,
have the sweater around his neck, I'd be down.
I don't even mind that. It's just the bright pink and the bright turquoise are like, this is too much.
See, I thought I would have really hated him, but he turned out to be a pretty good dude.
No, yeah, I think Matt is going to be my dad of choice.
Matt's pretty good. Yeah. I did his level 2 thing last night, and it was a nice thing. I'm forgetting the others. Craig, I'm not a big fan of Craig.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not a big fan of Craig because I saw his storyline.
I don't like him already.
It's the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't take your baby on dates.
It's the fucking baby.
He takes it off eventually.
Good.
It.
Her name's River.
And it's also the thing, I did this to myself. Every time I saw a picture of Craig, I'm like, oh man, Markiplier's gonna voice him. Because like he's really good friends with him. So I pre-established my hatred for Craig before this game even came out. I knew anything about him. I'm like, Markiplier's gonna be his voice, isn't it? And then he turned out to not be his voice at all, but I still hate him.
Unbelievable.
Yeah, I did it to myself.
Yeah, you did. And you're missing out on a good route, but like
I'm still
really
gonna do it. I'm doing
it.
All of them.
Oh, okay.
Like I'm not gonna not do them. There's too little content there to just not do it.
Okay.
Your raincoat's ugly.
We're debating, not roasting.
For those in question, like I didn't buy it for style. It was a gift.
Okay. No. Yeah. Monica just suggested Leffen, and I was like, okay.
Here's my raincoat. I never thought it was particularly nice looking or ugly. I just thought it was kind of a raincoat. Let me know in the comments below and like
you're
and
like
subscribe.
A glitch.
Yeah, don't forget to like and subscribe.
Like a glitch. I can't see you clearly with that thing on. Wait, it hides. Okay, never mind.
What?
Nothing.
Glitch in the Matrix. Put it down.
Get a denim jacket.
It looks fine.
I'd get a denim jacket, but
those aren't waterproof.
Yeah, those aren't water.
Those aren't waterproof, and also, like, how do you not look like a complete scumbag in a denim jacket? Like, I love the look. My raincoat is bad. Monica doesn't like my raincoat because the pockets on it are Velcro and not zippers.
Yeah, it's dumb.
Yeah.
Velcro's great.
I like denim jackets. I have one that's embroidered on the back. I want to put patches on it.
Yeah, Velcro's like the original fidget toy.
I used to like it's very loud.
I used to like buckle really and unbuckle my shoes in grade school all the time.
Yeah, no, I used to do that all the time with like pencil cases and stuff. They never fucking worked.
I used to tip my chair all the time in like first grade, and then the teacher called me Tippy.
There was a kid in my Sunday school class who used to tip his chair all the time, and the teacher had like a rule against not doing it, or against doing it, and then he hit his head after falling out of the chair while tipping it back. And then he was like, okay, I guess I'm not doing this anymore. He was fine.
Yeah, denim jackets are cool, but I feel like I wouldn't be able to pull one off very well.
Yeah, I don't really see it.
I have a denim jacket. I also have a denim vest.
Are there denim gloves?
Probably.
Probably.
Oh, definitely.
Are they called Jubs?
Jubs?
They're not called Jubs. Yeah.
Or Jittens.
I also type
Jittens.
Yeah, denim gloves. They're denim gloves. I'm looking at denim gloves right as we speak. That can't be real. That one has to be fake.
Nope, that's very real. That's a DIY picture,
that's
Adam.
A DIY. It's on Etsy. Can they see that at all?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, good.
Jeffs. It goes great with your junderwear and your jorts and your jeekers.
No. Get the aerobics clothes and wear it. No, Monica, I'm not going to get the fucking aerobics clothes. I'd love to.
And your jerk.
I mean, I wouldn't want to see him wear
Thank
it.
Thank you. I wouldn't want to see me wear it either.
Yeah.
Too revealing.
Oh, yeah, they're pretty low cut, huh?
Yeah.
It's like a wrestling onesie.
Yeah, that's basically what they are. It's way too revealing.
I could see you as a wrestling dude, though. I don't know why. It's a very passive one, though.
I knew wrestling dudes in high school.
Huh? I did, too.
Yeah.
I knew wrestling dudes.
There was one wrestling dude. He was actually a really nice kid. That's all the experience I have with wrestling.
My cousin does wrestling.
My brother said wrestling.
He normally diets year-round, but it's the summer. And he was staying with us a few weeks ago, and he's like, this is my off-season, so I can just eat whatever. I'm like, Jared, no, that's not how that works.
No, Monica.
No, I'm bulking.
So it'll just be like a couple of times he just made oatmeal at like 2 a.m. He's like, I didn't think anyone was awake. It's like, Jared, I don't go to sleep until like 4 a.m. I smelled cinnamon. And I'm like, I didn't bother to question it.
Put spikes on your jacket so no wrestler will grapple you.
That's a really good strat, but I also don't think they'd let you wear your jacket for wrestling.
I need to, before I fight Leffen, I need to get a leather jacket. You'll
do anything? Oh, jeez.
Will you pay Kennedy nipples. To get that picture for us?
What picture?
No.
Yeah, probably not that.
Oh, boy.
It's
going to take some mighty convincing for me to do that.
The denim jacket thing?
No. I'd wear a denim jacket. Oh, okay. I don't fucking care. It's not. Okay. Whatever.
The aerobics
but
thing.
The aerobics then. Thing.
I learned watching the video one day that it's like a full body suit.
Yeah, it's a full thing. It's not a two-piece. It is
nothing
a onesie.
Nothing money related.
Those are uncomfortable.
Yeah. It is a fucking onesie.
Yeah. Would you do the onesie?
Like, would I just wear a onesie? Like a loose, not body-forming onesie? Yes.
No, it has to be the aerobics one. The aerobics onesie. Not just the colored piece.
No, I'm not going to do that.
Okay.
It would take me some convincing. To wear a fucking aerobics outfit.
Alright. You wouldn't be one of the aerobics dancers for Halloween.
That's like on the right track.
Okay.
But still no.
Alright. I can 100% your arms file.
No, I'm never going to play that again. I can breed you anything. I can hack them.
One of my favorite things is like watching the aerobics meme come back through people who I didn't expect to like the meme, but it's like with a different caption.
Mm-hmm.
The one that I see most often is like when Kendrick Lamar comes on the club and it's just like them going like this.
I hate that so much. That shit triggers me.
I'm like, this is old though.
That shit makes me so mad.
I'll get you bubble tea.
I could have done that like today.
Oh, I'm wearing the aerobics thing, though.
What kind of bubble tea?
Yeah, what kind of bubble tea you want, Adam? No, you want bubble tea.
That's what I'm going to sell it for. I'm going to sell it for a fucking bubble tea.
Yeah.
I'm going to sell it for like a $2 drink.
Two bubble teas.
You have to do better than that.
Three.
How about five bubble teas?
I don't even like bubble tea.
Really?
You don't know.
I've never had a good
tried.
Bubble tea.
You've never had a good bubble tea?
Yeah,
because you never get it from Kung Fu Tea.
Yeah, that's true. But they don't have any flavors I'd like.
What
I
do you
want? I
want
a good-ass blueberry
what?
One.
Do you want blueberry? I think they have a smoothie thing.
Okay. Yeah, maybe we'll take a trip there then this week.
Yeah. Yeah.
Can we go Friday?
Sure.
It's going to rain Friday.
Which one's Kung Fu Tea? Is that the one by Symphony?
Yeah, the one in Chinatown isn't really good.
Yeah, we'll at some point this week, we'll take a trip over there.
Okay. Will you pinky promise?
Did we go? Yeah. Did I get something? Maybe not. I will get something. Yes. I will pinky promise that I get something.
Get something.
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 Okay. Streamer, you see this?
Stream.
He pinky. He was pinky swarmy. He has to do it.
No, Monica, I'm not going to do it.
What does she want you to do?
She still wants me to wear the fucking aerobics thing.
A Flothermuckin wants you to dress up as an aerobics guy that they sent in chat.
Oh, okay. I'll look at that. Hold on. This exercise guy.
Specifically that one.
Richard Simmons. I'm thinking of as Richard fucking Simmons.
I mean, you got the hair.
I'd much rather do that.
Please be Richard aerobic. Simmons for Halloween.
That's like such a lame thing to be, though. You know.
Your other option is the aerobics thing.
Wait, who's restricting me to Richard Simmons or the aerobic? If I had to pick one, I'd pick Richard Simmons. Okay. But Monica clipped
the pinky. She clipped the pinky,
promise. The joke's on you. I had my fingers crossed under the table.
Oh, yeah, shit.
No, I will get something the next time we go to Kung Fu Tea, probably this week.
Oh, okay. All
right. I'll force myself to try something on their menu.
Okay. Yeah, that was the live cast.
Yeah.
It kind of devolved for like a little bit at the end there, but you know.
Fun.
All right. That was episode 73. I did mention it at the beginning this week.
Beautiful.
Beautiful.
God, we're only like 27 weeks off of episode 100.
Only.
That's like half a year.
Can't wait till the end of February when we do our episode 100.
Yeah, it's gonna be real great. Huh? Oh yeah.
Birthday podcast.
Wait, the end of February?
No, end of January.
Yeah, Monica. Come with us to Kung Fu Tea. I'll get you something too. To literally have a year, you giant nerd. I'm not that kind of nerd. I'm not the math kind of nerd.
Actually, it would be 26 weeks.
Ooh.
When is that?
In 26 weeks.
Yeah, someone figure out 26 weeks from now.
Well, 4 months would be. No, that's not right.
Friday.
I don't know,
Monica.
Day? Friday?
Oh,
we're doing Friday? Yeah, Friday.
Wait.
Date? 5 months.
26 weeks from now.
August, September.
Monday, January 22nd, 2018.
Oh, shit. We almost in there.
Almost birthday.
Well, one week off.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fucking miss it for Valentine's Day like I did with episode 50.
That was
great.
Yeah. I actually will have a birthday podcast, though, because it's 7 days from then.
Oh, hey, look at that.
Mm. Hell yeah.
We can go another day, Monica, if you want to. I'll go a different day on Friday.
On Friday? What
day? What? She said, I don't think she can make it Friday.
Oh, Thursday?
At some point this week.
Okay.
All right. Well, we're going to go now. I don't know what we're going to go do, but we're going to go. We'll be back next week. This episode will be up on Thursday as a regular podcast. And if you're watching this live, our next stream will be at 7 o'clock tomorrow, hopefully. If my room isn't infested with bees anymore. Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.